And joining me now on the phone is Erica Angus, the artistic director of Theatre Collingwood. Great to have you back, Erica. Thanks for joining us here on the Jukebox.
Thank you, Daniel. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And what a morning it is. It's beautiful in Collingwood once again. How are you feeling after an incredible summer? Are you feeling recharged, ready to keep going? Or, to be honest, I'm still recovering from our summer music festival. So how do you feel?
I'm feeling a little exhausted, but happy exhausted.
Yeah.
We're all so thrilled to be back, able to, be entertaining our audiences. So it's a good thing. It's a good exhaustion, Daniel.
It's a nice feeling. Well, how did it go? How did it go with Portside? You had 39 live performances, heaps of talented artists. I think over a dozen amazing porches throughout town. How did everything go this year?
You know, it went really, really well. The Portside Festival was a good thing that came out of the pandemic when we couldn't do anything inside. And it was so good that we decided to bring it back this summer. And the audiences really responded to it. We had a lot of fun. Wonderful homeowners that offered their porches up for us. And that's part of the festival, is that people experience some great entertainment, and they get to have a little peek into people's yards, and some of them are beautiful old historic homes with these lovely porches. So, it's a really lovely feeling, and so lovely that we're going to bring it back next year.
Oh, good to hear. That was my next question. You just answered it. Yeah, I'm going to bring my own lawn chair. I'm already preparing my lawn chair.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's fun. It's probably become my most favorite thing to do, in all honesty.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, you have a wealth of experience you're bringing into Theatre Collingwood as key role in the development of the Maddie Center for the Performing Arts. You were also associate producer for Theatre by the Bay in Barrie. So all of this has come together to just add a zing to the Collingwood art scene.
Well, it's been a fun career, that's for sure. I feel really honored. I'm honestly doing what I love. So, and now to be over in Collingwood, this is actually my 10th year as
congratulations.
With Theatre Collingwood. Yeah, thank you.
That's a milestone. Yeah.
It really is. The time really flew by. But we have this region is just packed with talent and packed with wonderful audience members. So I'm very happy to be doing what I'm doing, and we have a great staff. So yeah, but Barrie was a really great learning ground for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned so much. I worked with Larissa Mayer, who was a terrific mentor to me, and going through the build of the Art Center in Barrie was really an amazing experience. It was built by Bill Lett, whose father built the Shaw Festival Theater, and then Bill built the extension. So that was amazing to work with, some of the finest architects. So,
yeah. Now, speaking of architects, you are also on the board of CACE, Collingwood Arts Cultural Entertainment Center, where the town is very much on board now about building a new arts center, which is desperately needed up here in Collingwood.
I'm so excited about that, Daniel. You know, we've been working. The members of CACE have been meeting for 4 years now. Really mm-hmm. dedicated individuals who, have really had a vision for this art center to be built in Collingwood, hopefully close to the downtown, where, people can go out and dine in restaurants and then come out to a fantastic evening of entertainment or an afternoon of entertainment. We hope that it will also be an education center. So we're very excited about it. You're right. The town has done a feasibility study and now is just working on the last part of the feasibility study. So I can't wait.
We can't wait. And for more information on that, collingwoodarts.com is the website with what's going on there about the building of a new facility, which is absolutely, the timing has never been better right now.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I really encourage people to speak to the candidates that are running for council.
Yes.
This is a great, you know, there's many things that a candidate or a councillor needs to think about. There's many things that the town needs. But I often say to people that you don't have to necessarily choose. There needs to be a synergy between what is the focus. And I believe that this center will not just be great for the arts, it'll also be great for the economy. And it's a very worthwhile topic and project for the councillors to get on board with.
Right. Right. Okay, well, let's move on from Collingwood to Shanty Bay.
Yes.
You've got an interesting theatrical production coming up October 5th, Mary of Shanty Bay. Tell us
yes.
about it.
Well, it actually runs from October 5th to the 8th at the Simcoe Street Theatre. We're doing two matinees and four evening performances. This is a collaboration with Theatre by the Bay, the company I used to work with, in Barrie. And It's a really interesting story. So Mary Gapper was a woman who came and visited Canada from England in 1828. She came over to visit her brother and fell in love and ended up marrying Edward O'Brien. And they were given a parcel of land in what is now known as Shanty Bay, Oro Township.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept
Which
diaries.
Is just outside of Barrie.
Exactly.
Right.
It's in the region. And she kept diaries of that experience of being in what she calls the edge of the world. She talks about the mosquitoes being gigantic.
And, yeah.
You know, it was tough times. This play is a beautiful portrayal of what life was like for her at that time. It's a great historical piece, but what I really love about it, too, is that even if you're not a history buff, the acting is terrific, and the storyline is beautiful. It's a love story. You know, it's really a lovely story. Leah Holder wrote the play, and she is an actor, and she's actually performing as Mary. And there's a local tie, too, because many people in Collingwood know of Rochelle Reynolds.
Yes.
She's a local director, and she has been hired to direct this production.
Terrific.
And so, yeah, it's right now it's being performed actually in Shanty Bay. They're just closing up that run, and the reviews have been fantastic. I saw it originally in 2018 and knew I had to get it over here to our folks in Collingwood.
Well, we all have that little weakness for love stories, and here we have the addition of a big part of history right on Simcoe Bay.
Yeah.
So this is definitely very, very interesting. Extracted from the diaries of Maria Sophia Gapper.
Yes.
So this takes us back, really, to the mid-19th century.
Exactly. Beautifully done, beautiful costuming and sets. So I really encourage people to come out. And a good family show, too. So well worth bringing students to.
Excellent. Well, that starts Wednesday, October 5th, 7 p.m., as my guest Erica Angus, the Artistic Director of Theatre Collingwood, just pointed out. It's at Simcoe Street Theatre. And for tickets, go to Theatre Collingwood. .ca. That's theatercollingwood.ca. Do you want to also mention your box office number in case somebody wants to phone in?
Yes, for sure. It's 705-445-2200.
Perfect. Thank you, Erica, for joining us. I wish you a great series of shows ahead and look forward to connecting soon.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.